Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
An abandoned vehicle left on the shoulder of the Seward Highway caught fire on Monday, October 28th, necessitating a multi-agency response. No one was injured in the fire. Emergency responders were alerted about the fire at approximately 11:40 a.m. on Monday. Cooper Landing Emergency Services, MPVFD, and Alaska State Troopers responded to the fire at mile 57.5 of the Seward Highway, about a mile east of the Hope Junction. Firefighters arrived on the scene to a fully engulfed vehicle that was confirmed to have no occupants. A Cooper Landing Emergency Services report confirms that the vehicle was fully extinguished, but asks travelers to please be aware that the burnt vehicle hazard remains on the southbound shoulder, especially during the forecasted low visibility conditions. The shuttering of poll stations represents just the latest example of persistent voting challenges in Alaska's remote native villages, a collection of more than 200 far-flung communities that dot the nation's largest state. Many of the villages are far from the main road system, so isolated they are reachable only by a small plane. Mail service can be halted for days at a time due to severe weather or worker illness. Polling sites also did not open for the August primary in Wales in far western Alaska along the Bering Strait. They opened late in several other villages. In Anaktuvuk Pass, the polling place didn't open until about 30 minutes before closing time. Just 7 of 258 registered voters there cast ballots in person. This year, with control of Congress on the line, the implications of any repeated problems during the November general election could be enormous. The state's only representative in the House is Democratic Representative Mary Peltola, the first Alaska Native to serve in Congress. She is popular among Alaska Native voters, won the recent endorsement of the Alaska Federation of Natives, and is in a tight re-election fight against Republican Nick Begich. State, regional, and local officials all say they are trying to ensure everyone can vote in the November 5th election. In a written statement, Carol Beecher, director of the Alaska Division of Elections, called her agency highly invested in ensuring that all precincts have workers and that sites open on time. She acknowledged it can be difficult to find temporary workers to help run elections. Alaska has been awarded a $50 million Comprehensive Literary State Development Grant from the U.S. Department of Education. This grant, awarded during a year with the largest number of applications in the program's history, will provide $10 million annually over 5 years to support literacy initiatives across the state. Alaska's application received high praise from a panel of literacy experts for its thoroughness and strategic vision. Improving public education has been a priority of Governor Dunleavy's administration, they say. Governor Dunleavy introduced the Alaska Reads Act in 2019 to reform Alaska's literacy instruction based on evidence-based practices known collectively as the science of reading. The Alaska Reads Act passed the Alaska legislature with bipartisan support in 2022. The funding aims to enhance efforts to provide educators with the resources and training to further implement evidence-based literacy instruction aligned with the science of reading. These initiatives hope to support literacy improvements for students from birth through grade 12, with a focus on schools serving those most in need, including rural communities, English language learners, and students with disabilities. Every Alaskan is capable of learning how to read, and by equipping our educators with the tools to teach the science of reading and intervening early to provide additional support for students who need it, we can achieve our goal of having all students reading at grade level by the end of third grade, said Governor Dunleavy. Over the next 5 years, it will add value by providing additional resources to support students and educators in Alaska's schools and communities. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Wednesday. This is KSRM News.